Our help is in the name of the Lord who made the heavens and the earth, who lives eternally, keeps truth forever, and who never forsakes the works of his own hands. Amen. Beloved congregation, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ the Lord in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The first altar congregation is number 237. 237. Let's now confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's now open God's holy words and turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7. And we read the verses 13 through 27. Matthew 7, the verses 13 through 27. Our Sunday school psalm for today is number 249, the second stanza, 249, verse 2. Enter ye in at a strait gate, For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The word of God, our text for this hour, is Matthew 7, verse 21. And we study also the parable of the two builders against the background of this verse. Matthew 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Shall we now first pray and see God's holy and kind countenance? Gracious and merciful God in heaven, here we are again for the second time on this thy day. Bless us, Lord, O visit us. Don't do with us according to our merits, but wilt thou forgive and forget? And wilt thou remember that work of thy beloved Son, the second Adam, who has lived here on earth as a perfect man, who obeyed thy law, who satisfied thy justice, who ransomed his captive Israel, who delivered sinners from sin and death, we pray, will thou look upon us in his name and for his sake. Especially in this hour, we have come together with our young friends who like to do confession of faith here in the midst of the congregation before thy holy countenance. Will thou make everything well, O Lord? Remember them, their parents, grandparents, and all their relatives and friends who came up with us. And we pray that thou wilt grant them a blessed and unforgettable hour. And we pray, O God, that this vow which they will make before thy countenance, that may be accompanied by their prayers, Lord, that their voices may be lifted up many times unto thee, Lord, here I am, will thou have mercy on me? Will thou be my Savior? Will thou guide and help me? Lord, that is the best place on earth, as we heard now different times. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Lord, will thou grant a good hour and make everything well with thyself? Also, we first like to listen to thy eternal testimony, which is a word from the Sermon on the Mount, a word of Christ the Savior himself. Lord, will thou grant us not only thy word, but also thy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, that he may work mightily amongst us, so that this thy word will not testify against us in the day of days, but may bear fruits to the honor of thy great name. Lord, remember those who could not come up to this thy house. Bless them and visit them, especially the sick ones. Remember them graciously, and will thou bless the means, O Lord. We are thankful to see also Mrs. De Ruyter in the church again. Will thou also be with her, O Lord? Thou hast made it well so far, and we pray for her and her family. Lord, will thou bless all those who stand in need of thy help. Grant them that this life may teach us to seek thee every day, for we cannot live without thee. Lord, forgive us our pride. Forgive us our self-righteousness. Deliver us from that we may see how and what we are by nature, that we may stand in need of thee, and that life will magnify and glorify thy great name and save and bless our souls. We praise the congregation for all the families who are going to travel this week, who are leaving us for Holland. We pray, Lord, will thou grant them traveling mercies. Will thou be with them also in the time they will be in Holland? Grant that they may have a good and blessed time. They will meet their beloved ones. Lord, we pray, grant that they may return in health and in life at the appointed time. And we thank thee that we all these things may lay before thee. Lord, we are dependent on thee, but how great a privilege, how great a blessed it is to be as a weak worm in ourselves, to be dependent on an almighty God, to be dependent on a wise God, a maker of heaven and earth, the eternal God. Lord, that is a rich life. Oh, grant us one impression of that. And grant, O Lord, that sinners who lived so far without thee, O grant that their eyes might be opened, that they may return, that they may return, O that they may return, and they will experience he is a good shepherd. He is a Savior, and he has no delight in the death of even the wicked. O Lord, bless them in thy goodness, that they indeed may return. For those who just say, Lord, Lord, they will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. An outward religion is not enough, but It must come from the heart. O God, will thou work in them, in our hearts, that we may say, Lord, Lord, from the heart, that we may come unto thee in uprightness and sincerity, Lord, be merciful unto me. And thou wilt answer, Lord, remember thy children, grant that they may be encouraged, grant them a look on the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may look upon him by renewal. And Lord, grant them thy Spirit, which renews their heart, and which conforms them unto thy image. O grant them what they need in the fight of faith on the battlefield. Grant them what they need, O Lord, and that they may experience by renewal. Unto me is given all power in heaven and in earth, that holy faith may be wrought in them and may increase through thy word and Spirit. Lord, remember so each and every one of us, our whole congregation. Bless, O Lord, our children, that they may become thy children. Bless our young peoples. We pray for them, Lord, in their own difficulties. Grant that they may go the way unto and the way of thy word. That is the only light in this dark world. O Lord, will thou cause them to turn unto thee, and they will find peace and rest. Lord, wilt thou remember thy covenant? Wilt thou remember the mediator of the covenant, the Lord Jesus, and bless them for thy sake, O gracious Lord, and for thy great name's sake. Lord, we pray for them who are wrestling with so many questions. O grant that they, with all the questions, may come unto thee. We pray that thou wilt bear our burdens and sanctify all the ways which thou art going with us into our hearts. Will thou help us to bear our cross, O Lord Jesus, and that we, in all our afflictions, may go the way of prayer and supplication, and we will be blessed. For blessed are they who wait upon the Lord. They will not hope in him in vain. Lord, bless the older ones of the congregation, the sick ones, the shut-ins, the handicapped. We pray for widows, for widowers. O Lord, help them in their personal circumstances, in their loneliness, and that they may experience there is a God who lives and a God who knows what we need. Bless, O Lord, and remember them, and that we as a congregation may suffer with those who suffer and may rejoice with them who rejoice. O, we pray that the true love, the true charity may be found in our congregation. Lord, it is not by nature found in our hearts, but will thou work that which is pleasing thee, and we will please thee. O God, bless not only our own congregation, bless also our denomination, but thou bless thy servants, O God, and all thy servants throughout the whole world. O thou grant them boldness and liberty, that they may proclaim that old message in this world which is fallen, to the glory of thy name and many a soul's salvation. Bless the workers in thy kingdom, also those who are working on lonely places. Grant them in their lonesomeness everything they need, O God. Will thou bless our own missionary and his family? Recommend them again to thy throne of grace. Will thou bless them and their loved ones in thy favor? Will thou bless thy word that it may find entrance in many a heart through thy grace, O Lord. Lord, will thou remember the Jews, open their eyes, remember this sinking world, O Lord. O, we hope that peace will be at the horizon in Bosnia, for instance, and in other areas of this world. O, we pray, Lord, will thou grant that in spite of everything, thy cause may prosper and thy word may find entrance in many a heart Will thou use those times of afflictions and difficulties and wars and so on? Will thou bless that, O Lord? Will thou bless that? Thou art working always in a wondrous way. And that people in their distress and fear and anxiety may flee unto thee. And that we in this world may see there is a God who once sent to this world his Son out of love and still loves this fallen world. O Lord, have mercy upon us and grant that thy kingdom may come with haste and glory and majesty. O Lord Jesus, don't forget a promise spoken long ago. I come quickly, yes, O come quickly, Lord Jesus Christ. Don't tarry. O will thou come, and will thou establish that eternal kingdom? Will thou create new heavens and a new world, where righteousness will dwell, where righteousness will dwell? Unbelievable, what is that? A world where only righteousness will dwell. O Lord, and grant that we, through thy word and spirit, may belong to that kingdom, that we may enter in at a strait gate, that we may strive to enter in. Will thou use thy word, that may be a means to bind it upon our souls? Strive ye to enter in at a strait gate. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And he shall go in and out and find pasture. Lord, forgive us our sins. Will thou remember? Be with us, Lord. Forgive, hear, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our next psalter is number 428. We sing the verses 1 and 2. 428. 1 and 2, and you will have the opportunity to render your offerings for the Lord and his holy service. Our next psalter is 40, 5 and 6. Congregation, every command and every promise in the Bible will bring us, should bring us on our knees. His commandments and His promises. Just an agreeing with the truth. Just to say, well, that is right, what that minister says, is not sufficient. The command is, strive ye to enter in at the straight gate. And the promise, we studied that now more than once, is ask, and it shall be given you, and so on. Did His command and His promise as well bring us on our knees? That's what the Lord Jesus means when He says, not everyone that says unto Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of My Father, which is in heaven. What type of man the Lord Jesus means? Not those who are praying. No, we should pray more. Pray without ceasing. Use that precious name of the Lord. But he speaks about those who are content with an outward confession. The Lord Jesus teaches us the uselessness of a mere outward profession of Christianity. So this is a word for all, baptized and confession members, young and old. We are very thankful to have here in our midst our new members who will pay their vows before the countenance of God. Dear friends, that our yes may be a yes on our knees. For the Lord desires truth in the inward parts. An outward profession is necessary. Yeah. Peter, do you love Me? The Lord Jesus knew that he loved him, right? But he said, even 3 times, Peter, tell Me, that the other ones can hear it too. Do you love Me? And Peter said, yes, Lord, I love Thee. It must come from the heart. In other words, does our religion, our life, the house of our hope, have a foundation? That's the question. We may be baptized in the name of a triune God. How great that is. We may have a lot of head knowledge. How great that is. All privileges. But is there a foundation? Are we built upon the rock or upon sand, quicksand, for instance? In other words, are we doing the will of the Father? That is, in the first place, do we believe in and do we hope in Christ and Him crucified, the gift of the Father? Do we follow Him? Did and do we truly repent, truly believe in Christ? And is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us? On the last day, it will be proved that to be saved means more than just making a profession. We must make a practice of our Christianity And Ryle says, let us often judge ourselves that we not be judged. And some say, Reverend, you should not all the time emphasize the necessity of self-examination, you know. No. That's not good to do that. It brings people to, doubting and fearing, you know. Well, doubting God, doubting the Word of God is sin, unbelief. But you know very well what I mean when I say that I wished that some professing members would examine the foundation of their, what they call, conversion. Yeah. And Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, I have known some people who have been very sure about their own conversion, but I didn't feel anything so sure about them. And I have known others who were never sure about their own safety, but always felt a sacred anxiety lest they should not be right, yet I felt quite sure about them. For I always saw in them the marks and evidences of deep sincerity. There are many of God's true children who hardly dare call themselves by that privileged name. But, Spurgeon continues, but there are others who are very sure about their position, to whom we would command the following, come then a still small whisper in your ear. He has no hope who never had a fear, and he that never doubted of his state, he may, perhaps he may, too late. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he who does the will of the Father. And the evil which the Lord Jesus exposes here has always existed in the church. For James said too, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Our religion has to have a foundation. In other words, we must have entered in at a straight gate. Oh, please, please, please believe that it is out of love that I say things like this. Believe that it is much easier to flatter and to compliment from this place. This pulpit, which is, as once is said, the most dangerous place in this world. A common temptation with hearers of the word is to neglect foundation work and to agree with the preaching and to agree with the truth. And to have even an impression once in a while, eh? None of us an impression, right? Yeah. But it is not enough. We must enter in. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help you if you say, well, this was a nice sermon. No. You should enter in at a straight gate. I said, it is a temptation. It is a temptation instead of really repenting to talk about repentance. Instead of heartily believing to say, I believe, without believing. It is a temptation instead of coming to Christ to speak about
coming to Christ and yet not to come at all. It is a temptation, it is a danger, reading nice and precious books, and to think that the things you read, that you also experience that. Young friends, be not content with the form of godliness, but pray that we may feel the power of it. That's something else. Enter ye in. That means on your knees. And no rest before you can testify, I am his and he is mine. For the first time and by renewal, strive to enter in. The crown of eternal glory is not won without fighting. So that's the first thing I would like to say. In the second place, the man who hears the word of God and practices what he hears, who wrestles at God's throne, is like a man who buildeth his house upon a rock. In his life is repentance. There is faith. There is a forsaking of old will, for instance. Though everything here is in principle, I know that, with many shortcomings, I realize that. But an awakened soul seeks truth in the inward parts. Not only God is seeking truth here, but an awakened soul himself starts to seek sincerity in a tool. He has seen his real need and has no rest anymore. Oh, we have tried to show you many times. No, not that much. Oh, yeah. I hope that the Lord may spare me for many a years to bind it upon your souls. But once in a while we try to do that. That the Lord may use us as a means in his hands, as clay, to bind it upon your hearts, flee from the wrath to come. We are born on the broad way to destruction. Leave that broad way and enter in. I know conviction is not my work. It's the Spirit's work. But I will do my best. Oh, if no regeneration takes place, we will perish forever. Oh, there are people here, more than I like to see, who are just once step from everlasting pain and agony, and this just one step, a bit further, but one step, congregation, one step from the pew in the church to everlasting pain and agony. Don't think that your church membership and your good works and your desire to hear a good biblical and reformed sermon will deliver us from the horrible pit. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he who doeth the will of God. He. Did we leave the city of destruction? Are we at least on our knees? Oh, what shall I do, Lord? Be merciful upon me. There is a doer of the word. Before the conversion, we are doing nothing. No. Oh, yeah. Dead in sins and trespasses, we are committing sins and living in sins. That is true, but you know what I mean. There is no spiritual work, no spiritual concern. But as soon the Lord opens the eyes, we start to do and to act and to work. Yeah. That is a doer of the work. And Luke compares him to one who was building a house and digged deep. Actually, digged and deepened. And laid a foundation on a rock. Well, that cost him much, huh? Yeah, striving, pain, labors, sweat, and blood. Yeah, I think so. Self-denial. Yeah. You cannot be saved. You cannot be saved without a shovel, congregation. You have to dig. You have to dig. You have to dig.
Oh, yes. He has to lay aside self-righteousness. Throw it away with your shovel. Pride. You have to crucify your rebellious flesh and to put on the mind of Christ. And to take up your cross daily. And you have to count all things. It's quite a bit, huh? But Lord, for Jesus' sake, it is digging, digging, digging.
Take up your shovel and dig. For, like the house built on the rock, that religion will stand. That is, in other words of our text, acceptable in the sight of God. The wind will blow and the streams will flow. And your heart may shake and your heart may quake. It may tremble, but it will not fail. No. It is true, God didn't promise us a quiet journey unto heaven. No paradise here. But he promised a safe arrival. And oh, that digging, it's so important. Strive to enter at a straight gate. And not that superficial, Lord, Lord, saves us. But to do the will of the Lord. And what is the will of the Lord? In the first place, repent. And break all your sins. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be holy, for I am holy. And the doer of the word builds his hope not on the quicksand of his own works and experiences, but about the rock of the word of God. He learns to lean on Christ's atoning work and sacrifice and living intercession. That is his hope. He builds his hope upon the grace of God, upon the grace of God. Yet it is quite something to look at your self-righteousness and all false grounds. It's all quicksand. Oh, he asks, he prays, he knocks, he strives all the time. And there he move with their shovels the sand and the earth of all the false grounds till they find the rock. Is our house built upon the only foundation? Young friends, strive to enter in. The message is easy and clear. Huh? Simple, I mean. Yeah. Strive to enter in. Though I know it's not dependent on you. Suppose it was dependent on us. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, but what do those who strive, what do those doers experience? The Spirit striving in them. Eh? Yeah. For they who do the will of God will also receive the power of God. Those who do not the will of God are not pleasing him. But those who are doing the will of God, they will receive the strength of God and the wisdom of God, and so on. And for that reason, I repeat it, I said it maybe 15, 16 times, does it matter, right? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. If ye then being evil, that is one of my favorite texts, huh? Yeah. If ye then being evil, huh? Evil, know how to give your children good gifts, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Huh? Yeah.
We live in a time that the work and the person of the Holy Spirit is denied. The Holy Spirit is also a jealous God. Be careful. He is very jealous. He is God, jealous. He is the one who works in us, so that he who likes to boast may boast.
Rock and a house without any solid foundation may be much the same. But what when the trial will come? What when the affliction will come? What then? What then? What then? What when the hour of death will come? The trial and affliction. That is the test which the religion of the mere outward professor cannot stand. No. If his whole life the sun is shining, he will fall finally when the hurricane of death is storming. Great indeed will be the ruin. There is no loss like the loss of a soul. Be afraid of being just a hearer. Your house can be beautiful. But there is a house without foundation.
And while the anxious heart is searching after truth in the inward parts and begging to be renewed by grace, is the house of his quick colleague builder, the life of that man often as happy as possible. But that so-called Christian has nothing out of sight, so to say. Godliness lies most in secret prayer, private devotion, and inward grace. The wise builder had the most costly part of his house buried in the ground. You could not see that foundation, but that was in the ground. You will see that in the day of trial and temptation, in the hour of death, when dark clouds are coming and overshadowing, then you can see it. When we are all together, gezellig, drinking coffee, and so we have all faith and we have all hope. But in the temptations, in the trials, when the sun is disappearing behind the clouds, do we have faith? Do we have foundation? Has our religion foundation? That is the question. When the winds will blow and the rain will fall and the hurricanes will storm, what will happen with the house without foundation? It breaks down entirely under the flood of tribulation, for instance. Don't forget also the parable of the sower. As soon as temptation comes, they forget. Is our religion, my dear congregation, a religion without repentance and faith in Christ, without knowledge of misery, redemption, and gratitude? Well, the Lord Jesus says, your fall will be great. Well, that's the last word of the Sermon on the Mount. His fall is great. Amen, the Lord Jesus said. Amen. Yeah. Many think, well, a nice and a good sermon is a sermon that closes, for instance, with the description of that blessed, eternal life in heaven, for instance. It gives us again a bit hope. At least something about the goodness of the Lord. But the Lord Jesus said, and his fall was great. Amen. That was the last sentence of his sermon of the Prince of Preachers. Did he hope that his last words would echo for a long time in the hearts of his hearers. I know people who were richly blessed and who are before God's throne now praising him forever, who went home after a sermon very depressed, not with a blessing, so to say, they didn't experience that as a blessing, but with a concern and with a fear and with a trembling heart. And the fall of that house was great. Did he hope that his last words would resound? I hope so. He knows what he says, huh? Yeah. He knows why he says this or that. May the word of Christ urge us to enter in at the straight gate. For whose hope is built upon the word of God and upon the God of that word, upon Christ, upon the promise, he will never be put to shame. Young friends, nobody will regret the good choice. Yeah. Nobody will regret that. Nobody will say, after all, I've made a wrong choice. I know. Lord Jesus, honest, he said that wise builder experienced also a strong wind and a heavy flood and so on and so on. But it fell not. No. For nobody will pluck them out of his hand. They have built their house upon the foundation of God's word and upon the foundation of his promise. The sheep of the Lord Jesus can never perish. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. And the last thing I would like to say is, congregation, what kind of house do you live? Huh? Does your house have a foundation? Is the Lord Jesus your only hope? Did you enter in at a straight gate as a poor and naked and guilty sinner? Then you will never fall anymore. But do you know what is necessary here on this side of death and grave? You must fall, eh? Yeah. You know what I mean? You and I, each of us, we all must fall before him. And we must lose all false grounds and foundations. For our houses, by nature, are built upon a false foundation. We are all in Adam the first lost. And here is the Savior. And he meets us and he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. And what is the will of the Father? He said, this is my only begotten Son. Hear ye him. And he will enter in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, their head, is already in that kingdom. And he is waiting. And everyone who came unto him, Lord, Lord, they will enter into the kingdom of God. And he will answer them, I ever knew you. Yeah, I know you already from eternity. And I have seen you here wrestling to enter in. And the other ones, they they stand before the gate of heaven and they say, well, I was free reformed, Lord. And I liked that preaching so much. Yeah. And I knew Old and New Testament by heart, Lord. I did confession of faith. I went to the Lord's Supper. They cannot enter in. Why not? They have too much. Yeah, that's their problem. They have this, and they have that. And they have not Christ. And that is what he means when he says, a house built upon the rock is a man that hopes in Christ. Amen. Dear friends, may I ask you to stand to answer the following questions. Beloved friends, you are standing here before God's holy countenance in order to make public confession of faith in the midst of his holy congregation. After making inquiries, the consistory announced your names twice on two consecutive Lord's Days, and no objections were brought in. Wherefore, we will enable you to do confession of faith. Could it be with a prayer in your heart? We ask you then in this solemn hour of your life, and that before many witnesses, to reply sincerely to the following questions. Do you acknowledge the doctrine of our church, which you have learned, heard, and confessed to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation, conforming with the sacred scriptures? Do you promise by the grace of God to continue steadfastly in the profession of this doctrine and to live and die in accordance therewith? Do you promise by Christ's help and grace at all times to conduct yourself conformably to this doctrine, faithfully, honorably, and beyond reproach, and to adorn your confession with good works? Do you promise that you will submit to admonition, correction, and church discipline in the event which God forbid, that you may become delinquent either in doctrine or in life? First, Caroline Leona Bukestein, what is your answer? Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Next is Glenn Bauman. What is your answer? My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is he that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Janet Dehaan, what is your answer? Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Next is Jopje Marina Dries. What is your answer? But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And we have confidence in the Lord, touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Beth Kroosbergen, what is your answer? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Steve Nevin, what is your answer? The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Connie Otten, what is your answer? Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily you shall be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. William Vosworth is your answer. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And then, Elaine Vos Nevin, what is your answer? Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that you keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, the Lord is good. He may bless you in a rich measure. He may help you in the time to come. May he bless you. He who heard your voice, may hear your voice more. May prayer be multiplied, and that we may experience, that we may taste how good it is to seek the Lord, let alone how good it is to find the Lord. You know what I mean? Seeking already is so great. For he knows that man, that woman, boy and girl that seeks, that he will find. Parents, be thankful, but don't stop praying for your children. Maybe it lives in your heart. Here I am, O God, and the children which thou hast given me. O your children, they are your children, and for that reason, lust. For your father was Adam, right? But for that reason, that your prayers may be multiplied, congregation, receive them, receive them. It reminds us of the hour of our confession before God's countenance. I can say many things, but one thing is possible today and necessary. It is time to repent and to seek the Lord. It is time for the Lord to work. Yeah, who can be a member of the church? Huh? Who is a good member of the church with a capital C? I remember the story about Jack the Huckster. You know that story maybe too. He was a poor, wicked fellow who had gone about from village to village, swearing and drinking and so on. He once heard a poor woman sing somewhere. She was singing, "I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus the Lord is my all in all." He remembered the words, and what was better, he felt their sense. And he kept on humming them to himself and singing these words till God's good spirit
and graved them on his heart. There they were recorded. And Jack was a saved man, a new man. So he essayed to join himself unto the church. But the brethren looked suspiciously at him and inquired, "What is your experience?" He said he had no experience but this: "I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus the Lord is my all in all." The good elders very properly asked, "Are you converted? Have you been born again?" And Jack replied, "I do not know much about these things, but this I do know, and I'm sure of, I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all. But Jesus the Lord is my all in all." They put him back for a while to try if he would grow in his knowledge. But he never went an inch beyond the first standard. He knew what he did know, and to that he held fast. "I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, but Jesus the Lord is my all in all." Well, they must take him into the church. They could not well refuse a man with such a confession of faith. And then when he was in the church, walking with the brethren, he was happier than the rest of them, of which they greatly marveled. And one said to him, "Brother Jack, don't you sometimes feel doubts and fears?" "Doubts," he said, "what do you mean? I never doubt that I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all, for I have daily proofs of it. And why should I doubt that Jesus the Lord is my all in all? For he says he is, and I must believe him." "Ah, well," said one, "sometimes I enjoy good frames and feelings and feel very happy, and then I lose them and sink in spirit." Jack answered, "I never get lower than I am, for I am down at the bottom. I'm a poor sinner and nothing at all. I cannot get lower than that, can I? But I'm also at the top, for Jesus the Lord is my all in all, and I cannot get higher than that, can I?" So he had bought that truth, and he would not sell it. And that's what we have to learn too. Just two things. That's not much, eh? No. And that's the most precious confession of faith. Yeah. And so is it. Shall we sing, congregation? Standing. Receive them with a praying heart. And we sing 337. The third stanza, and we will sing it as follows. Listen. Direct their footsteps in thy word. From sin's dominion save their soul. From man's oppression set them free, that they may yield to thy control. 337, 3. Stand.
Thank you.
Lord, how good thou art. Thou art worthy to be praised, that we may glorify thy name, O Lord, in truth, here in principle, and soon forever. For that is the best work here on earth, that is the work of heaven. Lord, how good thou art that we have thy word. So many don't have that, having also an immortal soul. How gracious thou art that we could listen to thy word, though sharp sometimes, but honest, thy word, O Lord. The word of God who has no delight in our death. How gracious thou art to draw sinners out of darkness unto thy light. Lord, we pray, will thou be with our friends who did confession of faith. Give them an impression of thy greatness and goodness, O Lord. And as we heard that precious confession of faith of that man, Jack the Hackster, who lived in the 19th century. Oh, that confession may be or become ours. We must fall, and then we have nothing anymore. Nothing. I'm a poor sinner, and nothing at all. But Christ will also be our life and resurrection. But Jesus the Lord is my all in all. No, Lord, we cannot give that one another. Thou art able and even willing to do that. Do it, Lord. Do it. Oh, do it, that thy name may be magnified because of the conversion of many. Lord, bless our friends, their parents, grandparents who witnessed this occasion, the other friends, relatives, the whole congregation. Thou art at all seeing and all hearing, God. Thou hast heard everything, that which was not in accordance with thy will. Please forgive, O Lord. Forgive, and that which was in accordance with thy will, bless it, please, bless it. Lord, we will leave this place. Grant us what we stand in need of in the days to come. Will thou bless our labors? Will thou bless us when we are going to travel? Spare us. Will thou be with the sick ones, that disappointments and grief may bring unto thee, O Lord. Nothing happens by chance. O remember, Lord, we praise thy holy name. Hear our prayers for Jesus' sake. Amen. We will sing 354, the first stanza, and the doxology is 412. Lift up your hearts unto the Lord. Receive his blessings and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.